Hello, everyone. It's Irliana Samsara with Star Sound Speaks, starsoundsastrology.com. Welcome to the December video, December Astrology. So in this video, I'm going to talk about the overall feel and things to major transits and things for the month of December. Can't believe it, it's already the end of the year. Anyway, I'm also going to talk about two planets that are out of bounds and how typically people think that's difficult or whatever, but I'm going to tell you which ones they are and how we can use them very, very constructively. And the third thing is one heads up. I'm just going to give paying attention to be very, very mindful in one aspect of our life that no matter where this is in your chart, you want to be very aware. And so that's what I'm going to cover today. So for those of you who are new to the channel, welcome, welcome. My name is Irliana, and I have studied Hellenistic and traditional astrology, and I blend that with my long-standing background in modern astrology. So my practice is a combination of both traditional and modern, and I am available for sessions, packages, life coaching, as well as I'm working more and more with businesses and using astrology to plan really effectively for business and to maximize great windows of opportunity. So if any of those things are interesting to you, then feel free to contact me, Irliana@starsoundastrology.com. And you can also get on the mailing list and you can get heads up on sales and cool insights. And I got some really exciting things planned for 2024. It's going to be a big year for me. And so we're here to be in service. Anyway, okay, so let's move on. So the astrology November astrology. Oy, we are past all that, right? It's nothing near the difficulty that we've had. We had eclipse season in October. The November was with Mars translated all the eclipse points. And that was like, I think of a serrated knife, you know, and it was painful and it was difficult. And it was like really rough sandpaper, left a lot of friction, right? But this month is not like that. So whew, thank goodness. Like in Yiddish, there's a term in Yiddish, mishigas. I remember this from my years in New York. I learned all this Yiddish. My girlfriend, Renee, she was Jewish by birth, and she said I knew more Yiddish than some of her Jewish friends. I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, a mishigas. Have you never heard of that? November was a mishigas, right? It was just this big mess, right? It was just this crazy ball of wax. But anyway, why is this month different? Well, we have our journey, it takes on a more, of course, with the sun in Sag, most of the month it's, of course, suns in Sag. And we also have some interesting transits with that really speak to a lot about relationships. So I'm going to delve into that right now. So we are right now, as I speak, in this Venus is making a square to Pluto. And December 3rd, it's going to make an exact square to Pluto. And then, of course, as it passes, it will the lessons and the insights and things will be carried out. And what does that refer to? Well, Venus is just past the south node in Libra, and it's making that hard aspect with Pluto in late degree of Capricorn. And that has happened before in years before. I want to say that the last time this happened, there was a resonance with, if you think back 2 years to December of 2021, Venus went retrograde at this late degree of Libra in a square with Pluto. And so what we might be feeling is that need to go back and have some really deep conversations, especially with people in our family, family dynamics, deep, you know, it could be painful. There could be some separations involved. When you think about Venus South Node, we're separating from the way in which we have engaged. And it might be about letting go of this facade of glamour or this need to be, you know, the sweet, lovely, saccharine-looking, outwardly pleasing exterior to really confront some deep, painful truths. And it could be around toxic family dynamics, you know, like don't show, don't tell, that kind of, you know, stuffing things under the roof or the under the cover of the sweeping under the rug. Any of those analogies. But this is really calling us where we have to, in order to evolve, and I have to say, this is a really great evolutionary chance of a lifetime to evolve by dropping the masks. Where in our life do we have this mask where we can't relate and we can't feel intimacy because of toxic, dysfunctional, say, family dynamics? And so it's about aligning authentically, developing healthy boundaries. We're gonna wanna do this work right now. As painful as it may be, it's like, oh, it's Christmas season, but it's like, there's gold in these hills. Why is that? Because next year, Venus is gonna meet up with Pluto, but it's going to be when Pluto's back in Aquarius. Next month, it goes back into Aquarius. And so, you know, this new, we're like test driving a new car. It's test driving a new paradigm when it is squaring off with Pluto and Aquarius. So, you know, it's like, okay, before you get into that new car, yeah, we're going to have a chance to kind of drive it, but we want to make sure that whatever we're taking from our past, because Capricorn is about the past, right? Past dynamics and things. And we want to make sure that we're doing our shadow work so that when we do step into this new paradigm of relating, which is going to be with Pluto and Aquarius, there's a whole new way in which we see community and ourselves, our individual selves versus what's good for society. And all of this new stuff is coming online. And we're still in that birth pangs, you know, of this year into next. And so Pluto, you know, when Venus meets up in February, she's going to square, it be conjunct Pluto. That's going to be a whole different dynamic. Then she's going to square Pluto in May, in July, and then again in Capricorn. Pluto will be back, and Venus will be back at this point September of next year. And that'll be the final. Like, we don't ever get another chance again in our lifetime with Venus and Pluto squaring in that late degree cardinal sign like that. You know, in Capricorn, it's done. So that's why I'm like, do the work now. Get whatever needs to come up to reinvent oneself newly, to embrace and, you know, there is some great potentials here. So I would say, you know, get that, do that work now, and you'll be able to test drive that new car when in those testing points next year. And we'll have one more chance in September. Any little things that we haven't gotten through now, we'll have one final chance late in September. And then when a year from now, when Venus conjuncts Pluto, it'll be December 7th of next year, it's going to be at 0 degrees. And that's when you really get to design like how you want your relationships and your intimacy in this new chapter and era in history that we're all entering into. So yes, right now it's like, there's a present moment on the horizon. It's like, okay, what do I want to take from the past that's good, and what do I have to let go of? And I have to say, sometimes you have to let go of toxic relationships. Like, I remember 2 years ago when Venus was in this place, I said goodbye to a very, very old relationship, friendship, and somebody I had known for about 20 years. And it was just time. Like, there was just no growth possible, and sometimes you realize that relationships can be a drag and a drain, and it was unfortunate, but it had to be done. It was just for everybody's best interest. So you might find yourself in that kind of position, but just know that no matter what, no matter where you are with all that, it's just certainly a great opportunity to, with an evolutionary checkpoint about the strength and the health of our relationships and relationship dynamics. Okay, so on Monday, Venus will leave Libra, where she has been she's in her domicile in Libra. She loves, you know, quality and harmony and beauty. And then she goes into exile in the sign of Scorpio. So that's not an easy place for Venus to be, right? It's the underworld. She wants comfort. She wants beauty. And, you know, when you're in the dark and you're down, digging down like the scorpion into the underworld, that's not an easy place. However, it has huge evolutionary potential for transformation. So we have to lean into that side and kind of, you know, the mindset here is cultivating an attitude of, yes, I'm going into the unknown, but there's, like I said, there's gold in them, there are hills. So Venus goes into, I would say, use this time wisely when Venus is in Scorpio. Venus is usually transits about 5-6 weeks. Four to five weeks it goes through a sign. Venus will be out December 30th. So from now to December 30th, she'll be in the sign of Scorpio. On the 5th and 6th, she's going to make a trine, a very beneficial connection with Saturn and Pisces. And then she's going to go into an opposition with Jupiter, where we get to confront the big picture. And what is our truth? And where our willingness to look at our subconscious patterns and how that will help us in the expansion of our consciousness. Around the end of the month, December 20th, 21st, around the time of solstice, Venus will come into an opposition with Uranus. So that's definitely a good testing ground about, wow, this is a huge opportunity there for us in our relationships and our personal relating to come on, you know, really be freed up. I would say too, with Venus and Scorpio, we could be confronting some very taboo subjects, you know, around like sexuality or finances, other people's money, obviously, you know, in the sign of Scorpio. And also I would say karmic bonds, like where we support people and where others support us. Venus also speaks to mothers, daughters, sisters, friends. And so there are these opportunities that are going to be presenting themselves. And so if we're willing to really confront things, I would say the things that we want to be looking at are where we examine our shadow, subconscious patterns. The mask is off. Think of like the masquerade party, you know, these beautiful exotic jeweled masks that people would wear. Well, in the underworld, there ain't no mask, you know, it's off. So taking that mask off, looking really honestly at ourselves about where do we manipulate psychologically, emotionally, in relationships, maybe patterns of jealousy, revenge, you know, this nasty, dark stuff that we don't want to really confront. And it's not always easy to see if we're all caught up in the foo-foo-la-la of Venus and, you know, in its home signs of Taurus and Libra. It's very easy to not want to go there. But Venus with the South Node has been preparing us to, you know, this is a time in which with our eclipses, South Node eclipses in Libra, where we're letting go of these old toxic relationship patterns being on the surface. And this is about a quest for authenticity. I would say look at where we maybe have power plays going on in our relationships with it being in Scorpio. Maybe ask ourselves, like, where have I killed off relationships because I've been afraid of intimacy? I've been afraid of losing control. I've been afraid to explore deep taboo subjects, whatever those taboo subjects are. I would say, too, about... it speaks a lot to authenticity. As a matter of fact, it was interesting that this year they said that Webster's dictionary said that the most looked up word in 2023 was authenticity. I thought, wow, isn't that interesting? And here it is with the South Node in Libra. It's calling us to embrace our authentic selves. And sometimes it means leaving relationships with South Node in Libra. Sometimes you just got to cut ties with people you've been loyal to and develop loyalty along what is your truth and standing courageously in moving in that direction of what is right for you and forming relationships along those lines. So yeah, it's time to get real about these subjects. There could be secrets that get revealed and certainly amazing insights if we're willing to do that work. Moving along in the month, December 7th and 8th, Mercury is in the sign of Capricorn, and it is going to be making a trine with Jupiter in Taurus. And so that might speak to, because Mercury is about to go retrograde, it's in shadow. So it's about us confronting or engaging in our voice and how are we seen by people in authority, our bosses, our CEOs, authority figures, or just in terms of who we are as our own authority and getting, there's some insights here. There may be some big truths that are revealed when it makes that trine with Jupiter, some truth around maybe our own resilience. Jupiter retrograde in Taurus is having us look at, you know, where are we? Maybe we're rediscovering and getting insights about how resilient we really are, and that we can, perhaps with that trine, it's saying, you know, there's some breakthrough around perhaps some practical problem solving, some solutions. Okay, then we've got our new moon, December 12th. We have a new moon at 20 degrees of Sagittarius. Of course, I'll be talking about that in depth when we get to it. That one's going to be conjunct Mars and squaring Neptune and Pisces. The thing that I want to say is that Mars, there's two planets that are, one planet right now is already out of bounds, and it's been out of bounds since the middle of November, and that's Mercury. So if Mercury has felt a little wonky even before shadow retrograde, is, you know, if it's been acting up, typically when Mercury's out of bounds, it almost feels like a Mercury retrograde-ish thing because it's a little chaotic. And so Mercury, a planet out of bounds, if you're not familiar with that term, think of, you know, an easy analogy is you think of a basketball game and when the ball goes flying into the audience and it just jumps around and people get hit with it and then, you know, the player falls on the spectators and it's just kind of, you don't know where, what's going to happen and where it is. And everything that's being played on that little court is now, the all bets are off. And so that can be very, you know, freaky. And so, but the thing is that Mercury out of bounds, and it's going to be out of bounds until a few days after it goes retrograde. So it'll have that imprint for the Mercury retrograde journey that we're all about to take. And so that would say, hey, guess what? That might be a little chaotic, but the great thing about out of bounds planets is that it allows us to find, especially with Mercury, practical problem solving and practical solutions that normally wouldn't be accessible, right? Because it's outside the bounds. And so we might have some outrageous, there have been throughout history, if you look it up, there have been outrageous achievements that happen when planets are out of bounds. It gives us that opportunity to access things that might not normally ever be available to us. So I would say lean into that. It's going to help us. It's going to be there for, you know, in the imprint for the Mercury retrograde when it starts December 13th. So why not, right? Go for it. It's a great opportunity to just allow ourselves to be with the chaos, maybe have a new relationship to chaos. And that's always good, right? Especially nowadays, oh my God. Okay, so we have that new moon happening December 12th. And, you know, Sag, with the moon is ruled by Jupiter. Jupiter's about to turn direct. So there's this promise of this big picture, I would say, with Jupiter and Taurus. I'll get into it more in detail when we have it. But, you know, there's about having faith in our abilities to embody our truth and wisdom and be, I would say, just say this great expansion of consciousness along earth lines, practical, grounded, good old Taurus earth, right? So there's this new beginning that's possible. The square with it's going to be conjunct Mars, so there's a lot of passion and intensity around that. Hope, faith, confidence, adventure. Like I said, I'll get into the depth of that new moon in when we get closer to it. Here's the thing: Mars is going to be out of bounds as well. Mars is out of bounds from the middle of December until the middle of January. The last time Mars was out of bounds was when it was retrograde in Gemini, and that was about a year and a half ago. And so, you know, that again, you know, an out of bounds Mars could be, we could be like getting into some more impulsiveness, you know, it's just edgier. I would say with Mars out of bounds, there's this ability that has to do with courage. And so Mars out of bounds in the sign of Sag is like, I am super going to go after adventure. I am really passionate around optimism and confidence and goodness gracious, we all could use that right at this time with the wars going on in the world and all. So optimism, the ability to be that eternal optimist and to stand courageously for one's truth, will be very much illuminated, right? It's like on steroids. Of course, the shadow part is being arrogant about it and like my truth is the correct truth or I'm doing the right thing because I, you know, it can be very patronizing. So we have to really manage that. But and as we do manage it, we do find that, we can find that it does provide some enormous possibilities for breakthroughs and conquering new worlds, maybe new belief systems. Maybe this is going to allow us to, you know, we could be like, say, one spiritual or religious path and then find, you know what, I don't know, I'm questioning a lot of things, especially with that square to Neptune. You know, what do I really believe in? And maybe this paradigm of spirituality that I've adhered to isn't really my truth anymore. So we could be seeing that for sure, especially with this new moon. Okay, I would say too, just to be careful, with Mars out of bounds, and especially around the 20th to the 21st of December, right around where we have the ingress into Capricorn, Mars, when it hits 19 degrees, you know, that's, Neptune was there in the winter of 2020. So we all know what happened then. I would just say be really careful with that square with Neptune and Pisces. Take really good care of yourself, build your immune system, stay strong. You might find yourself maybe some travel plans. You might have to get some ingenious solutions, right? With Mars out of bounds in Sag and in that time period with that square at Neptune, we might find that we're going to have to lean into some unusual problem solving to create, you know, to get where we need to go in time for Christmas, right? All right, so December 13th is when we're gonna have Mercury stationing retrograde, and it will be there at 8 degrees of Capricorn. It will go back to 22 degrees of Sagittarius, and that will be on New Year's Day is when we have Mercury stationing direct. So this might, you know, with Mercury, when Mercury goes retrograde, we often meet up with people from our past. So in Capricorn, maybe we'd run into our old boss or our old authority figure that we, you know, if people in government or authority, maybe it's about revisiting the stories that we have around people in power or the ability for us to, Capricorn, achieve great things, that we might revisit the things that we're really committed to and making a long-term, serious, Capricornian, serious commitment to anchoring down the things that are important that we want to explore long-term. Say, for example, solutions, problem-solving and solutions and networking. Mercury rules merchants and networking, and so maybe we want to be seeing what for the long haul is going to serve us as we move through this Mercury season of Mercury retrograding Capricorn into Sag. So we're along the way, it's going to be, you know, questioning, what do I believe? And maybe that thing, maybe we become aware of maybe some illusions or delusions that we've had around who we hang with and how that is serving or not serving us. Because a lot of times relationships that haven't been working come to an end in Mercury retrograde. And sometimes they just end, and sometimes they just end because they get reinvented. So there's always that. I love this too. You know, Erin Reese, she did this podcast. By the way, check her out. She's so awesome. She has beautiful insights. She's on Substack.com, Erin Reese on Substack.com. But she came up with this new word, and I love this, with Mercury being ruling language. It's called hermitude, like a hermit and solitude. And I thought, oh, that's perfect for Mercury retrograde in Capricorn, which is, you know, Saturn's abode, and Saturn rules hermits and solitude. So it's just perfect. But hermitude. So I guess you could say that we get to contemplate hermitude, an attitude of hermitude for this Mercury retrograde. So, okay, middle of the month, December 16th to 17th, Sun is squaring Neptune. The truth squares off against fantasy. And yes, we want to go forward, but we have to not kid ourselves. So the light of truth might be a little bit, we run into some confusion maybe around facts and truths, and it might be difficult to discern, but we want to lean into our intuition in order to figure these things out. December 17th and 19th, we've got Mercury retrograde making that trine with Jupiter again. And so, again, you know, this speaks to insights and discoveries about the voice of authority, the voice of our own authority, maybe discovering self-resilience. Again, you know, some practical problem solving, some unusual insights that may come to us, especially too in the dream state. But depending on where Mercury, where Capricorn is in your chart, that's the area of your life where you're going to be having these downloads and new insights, new ways of approaching these subjects. Okay, December 20th to 21st, that's when Venus has that opposition with Uranus. And like I said, that could really speak to having moved through the underworld, doing our shadow work, we could have some boom, breakthrough, wonder, outrageous light bulb moment of freedom. And that might be about, especially with healing trauma. And with Venus in Scorpio, it could be money trauma. It could be sexual trauma, sexual healing, sexual trauma. So yeah, very great opportunities here. With Scorpio, with the money signs of Scorpio and Taurus, we could also see some upset in the financial markets. I wouldn't be surprised if it was very volatile, something coming out of nowhere, and this kind of electric could be very exciting, could be a windfall, but it also could be with maybe some losses and a restructuring needed in order to along more earth-centered values, you know, with the values that with Uranus and Taurus, what is going to benefit the earth with, you know, say business and green initiatives and things of that nature. So there is definitely some surprise volatility that will be coming around by the third week of the month. And we've got our solstice, December 22nd. We've got Sun and Mercury is going to be in a Kazemi with the Sun in zero Capricorn. So that's a critical degree. That's that, wow, very powerful time. So we're going to have this purification. So our mind, Mercury, our mind being purified in the fires of the Sun. What long-term, think long-term with Capricorn, the rock of the ages, what kind of mindset do we want to cultivate that's going to, something that we could commit to with seriousness and discipline and focus, our thoughts and our ideas and our stories around achievement, everything like that, getting complete download and upgrade, 2.0. If it's 1.0, it goes to 2.0. I would say too, with Mercury ruling children, youth, and siblings, so maybe we might find some outrageous insights that will propel us forward with siblings and children, maybe education, how we learn, where we learn, the way in which we learn, school and learning. So yeah, very powerful time. All right, so Christmas, December 25th, 26th, we have Mercury squaring Neptune again. Now this time Mercury's still retrograde in Sag, squaring Neptune. Like I said, just stay well. You might find facts too. Might be hard. Maybe figuring things out logically, it might be difficult with that square with Neptune in Pisces. We might be in a fantasy land, and so we want to discern. The discernment might be a little more difficult and challenging, so I'd say you have to really go with your gut, lean into your intuition, and again, you know, travel plans might be a little upended. So with Mercury retrograde and Sag, allow yourself to be jiggy with adventure. You know, sometimes these things can be really divinely inspired and guided, so let divine grace override all of this, because it really could, it could turn out better than we realize. It's not all doom and gloom here. Okay, full moon at the end of the month, December 26th, we got the full moon at Cancer, 4 degrees of Cancer. So all of you Cancers out there, Cancer suns, this is the full moon of your year. The moon will be in domicile in Cancer. And we'll be covering that again, you know, closer as we get to the time. December 27th to 28th, we have Mercury and Mars conjunction with Mars and Sag. Remember, Mars is out of bound. Mercury is retrograde. Mars is out of bound in Sag. Mercury is in exile in Sag. So there's a lot of like, it's not the normal way of things. And it's making it square with Neptune. There could be some very constructive, interesting, out of other dimensional, perhaps, out of... consciousness shifting conversations and places where we want to move forward and move and have our goals lined up with what is the big picture? What is my truth? So there's a search for the truth. I would say beware of arrogance, beware of being right, you know, beware of feeling like there's some entitlement. There is none, I tell you right now. So we are just, again, a very volatile but fascinating time. You might find a reversal of beliefs, things that you really believed on in are no longer true for you. We're reevaluating all of what we consider to be, the very fabric of our reality structure. I would say too, with sometimes with Mars and Sag, you can be very preachy. So years ago, my spiritual teacher talked about what she called recumbent energy. So I want to bring this up. So that's when we are so adamant, and we mean well, usually, hopefully. And we sometimes, and I'm sure you have a friend or relative done this to you, and you get hammered with their point of view, and they just want you to believe what they believe, right? It's belief, not instead of knowledge. And it's like, you got to do it this way. So just be really careful, because that's a real karmic backlash when we force ourselves and we know that other person might be uncomfortable and sometimes we're not available. Just be really careful of how we approach things, like invite somebody to do something or consider something and then just step back. Just step back and go, okay, just wanted to invite you, but the person may say no. So just be okay with that. New directions, new boundaries around what we believe would definitely be up for end of the year. And then finally, we finish the year with December 30th. Venus will go into Sagittarius. So she's out of her exile. She's up from the underworld. And she's like, hey, I guess what I discovered. And she's like, now we're going to go and socialize and we're going to travel and tell everybody what our new beliefs are or new guidelines. Maybe our connection, our friendship and our bonding might happen over travel. It might happen over spiritual or religious or philosophical topics. I would say in terms of Venus, with being in a sign, this is a wealth sign, and it's still the Christmas season. Maybe we still feeling like we want to spend. Well, you know, I'd just be really careful with that. You know, watch overspending. Jupiter is right at that point where it's about to station direct and go forward. So being more mindful of your own resources and maybe being a little more efficient around that would be a wise thing to do. And then the last day of the year, December 30th, 31st, depending on your time zone, we got that out of bounds Mars. And guess what? It's conjunct the galactic center of the Milky Way, which is about 26 degrees Sag, 33 minutes, I think. Yeah. Well, what does that have to do with anything? I will tell you. The galactic center. ETs. Whistleblowing. They call that the whistleblower point. I've heard it called this. So we could be seeing some really wildly courageous, you know, you might need to tell something, the truth to somebody about what you've discovered or your own truth. And this is a time when you have a lot of it's the cosmic influence of higher and greater truth. Maybe it's about ETs or something. I'm thinking about Mars is going to go into Capricorn in January, still out of bounds. Who knows? It could be some government whistleblower or politician or something that has some kind of cosmic truth that they want to share. Now, I wouldn't necessarily hear about it on that day or days. Want to give it into around the first or second week of January. Mars will come out of the beams of the sun, so it will be more readily available, but there might be some understandings and insights that get really known in the week or so after that, once Mars can be seen in the sky once again. So anyway, that's it for our year. Yeah, wow, what a year it has been. Anyway, I hope this has been useful to you and you got some value out of it. I love hearing from you. So let me know what you think. And I will see you all soon. And much love to you all. Have a wonderful, blessed December. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Merry Christmas. Kwanzaa. All these wonderful holidays, holy days, sacred moments. So But I'll talk to you before then, before the end of the month. All right, that's all for now. Irliana Samsara, Star Sound Speaks, starsoundastrology.com. Thank you for listening. Namaste.